Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Good evening. The show begins in the Federal Reserve. The 7 cuts at the beginning of the year that became 6 and 5 cuts, and then whittled down to 4 and 3 cuts starting June, are now 1 cut maybe, and maybe after the election, that would be December. The economy is strong. 2.7 is the estimate growth percent in 24, according to the IMF. That's triple Japan's. Too many times the 0.2 of Germany. More than five times the UK, 2.7. Strong economy, lots of hiring, lots of business, and inflation. At 5.5%, we're not slowing down. Good for us. The contribution of the federal government at this point is spending that drives the inflation another day. And then a turnaround Germany with Judy Dempsey in Berlin. Olaf Scholz, the chancellor, is in Beijing, hat in hand, looking for business with Xi. His economy's at 0.2. He needs business wherever he can find it. And Judy doubts that authoritarians are the best partners. Looking for leadership at NATO, I note that Mark Rutte, the longtime serving prime minister of the Netherlands, is a consensus choice except for 4 members of NATO: Hungary, Slovakia, Romania, and Turkey. Now, the name Ioannis, the Klaus Ioannis, the president of Romania, is mentioned because he's on the front line. Eastern shore, eastern shoulder, eastern wing of NATO. On to the limits of diplomacy. Mary Kissel comments, the disappointment of soft power after the missile and drone attack of Jerusalem. Also, Republican isolationism is driving the grim mood in Ukraine. Where does it come from? It's inherited. It's a part of the party. It's been there since the Civil War. None of our business, say Republicans. It comes and goes. And then another conversation about Germany, this time Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal praising Germany for sticking with its Zeitenwende, $100 billion, announced in 22. It runs out in 27. Will they re-up it? They're not using it to plug holes in the economy. They're spending it on defense. Some of it's gone to Ukraine. A conversation about London, doubting Shakespeare. Well, actually, it's an American scholar, Ms. Winkler. And she's to make a presentation in London in June, arguing or presenting a case that Shakespeare, long considered to be somebody who wasn't Shakespeare, was in part female. I do not have the book. I note, though, that it's a gathering point in London now. Shakespeare's wonderful. I reminded Joe when we talked that Monty Python proved to me many years ago that Shakespeare was actually a suburban couple. So Shakespeare's anybody you want him to be. Talented. Iran and its suspect nuclear weapons program, attention of both Richard Goldberg and Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. In between, a conversation about Romania and a conversation about Iran and its means of getting money in fashion that is sanctioned but not interrupted. Why did Raisi call Putin? We're told that he did. Gregory Copley speculates. We can only speculate. And the AUKUS is being augmented by a series of bilaterals, the Philippines and the U.S., South Korea, the U.S. and Japan, Japan and the Philippines, a network around China. containing it in some fashion. Perhaps. Apocalyptic Globalism and Mundane Nationalism, a conversation with Gregory Coplett. Great fun. Big thinking about the last century and a half and what we're seeing right now with Xi running out of energy because his economy is sagging. As Gregory says, Deng Xiaoping gathered the treasure chest and Xi has spent all of it. And now, there's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I got to say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.